Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, it's late in the summer, but there's still time for fixing the door that squeaks and washing the windows. Yes, there's still time for repairs and indeed restoration. And on this program, I'm talking about God's restoration. Oh, I can just hear you say, oh, no, not restoration. That means change. I only want to hear about love or joy. You know, I believe our life is made up of choices and processes that will lead us into the restoration of our lives if we follow after our Creator, our Savior Jesus. You know, I love shops with antique furniture that's been restored and the beauty of wood as it shines from being painstakingly sanded and rubbed and polished to its original glory. It always delights me. But God goes one step further. He doesn't want to just restore us. God, in His infinite love, makes everything better than it ever was. When we have Jesus in our heart, He becomes the carpenter of our lives, and He desires to restore us to His original plan. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that God wants to make us His new creation. Well, like me, you too know who the carpenter is if you have Jesus in your heart. But I also know that sometimes we have things in our lives, such as bad attitudes, that are hindering the restoration of God's plans and dreams. Well, in the Bible, I also read that He has dreams and plans for you to bless you in ways you can't even imagine. He wants to build your life into a beacon of light for others to see. In fact, in Ephesians 2:7, it says that very thing. It says, "And now God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich His grace is, as shown in all He has done for us through Jesus Christ." Oh, what a wonderful verse. God wants to show the world that He has showered out His grace on us and that He cares for us. Well, there is a song about a house that's sung by Carol Roberson that is a good analogy. And since we're talking about restoration, here it is. The song is Your House Built on the Rock?
Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? In the Bible have you read? And listen to what Jesus said, that your life must bring glory to the Lord, and faith without works is dead. Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? It is true, we're saved by grace, and
our sins His blood does erase. But when the power of Jesus changes our life, we will live and we'll talk a different way. Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? Or have you built on sinking sand? Or have you built on sinking sand?
Oh, how I love that song. Yes, that's the question, isn't it? Is your house built on the rock, Jesus? Well, today I'm talking about God's restoration in your life, in your emotions, even your mind, where you know you need to have better control and healthier attitudes. Well, many years ago, I was involved in some restoration when my sister Ruth bought a grand old house in the little town in South Dakota where we grew up. It was the house built for the cowboy founder of our town and his family. Now, I'm not old enough to remember the founder, Ed Lemon. After all, the town celebrated their 100th anniversary of the founding of the town in 2006. But when I was a child, my Auntie Nell owned that house, and I played at her home while she sewed my little dresses for my dolls, as well as full-size clothes for needy children in our town. So the summer my sister bought the house, I stayed for a few months to help her with the remodeling, the restoration. It hadn't been lived in for quite a few years before she purchased it, and weeds had overgrown the yard. The roof leaked, so plaster was falling down from some of the ceilings. The beautiful hardwood floors had become warped from the dripping ceilings. The leaded glass front door had been broken by mischievous children. On and on. It was a mess. Well, as I stood in the middle of the house, I wondered why Ruth bought it. Apparently, she could see the potential that I couldn't yet see. And in my heart, God spoke to me. He said, "Your life has looked like this mess too, but I know your potential. I know the beauty that we can create together as you submit to me." Well, all these years later, I'm still in the restoration process with Jesus, my carpenter. And I hope you'll open your heart to His work in your life too. Well, there's a song that will become your theme song as you allow the Lord to restore you. It's one of my favorite songs by the Celebrant Singers. Here they are singing, "The Greatest Thing in All My Life."
Bye.
truly, like the song said, the greatest thing in all my life is loving God. I love that song. Well, many years ago, I went back to South Dakota to help my sister Ruth renovate the grand old house that she bought. As we worked on the restoration, I found many parallels in my own life. Just like the house, I had broken emotions, I was warped in some of my thoughts and ideas, and even leaked here and there. Well, when I was growing up in our little town, the local radio station played mostly country music and gave the cattle and wheat reports. So my musical experience was limited to church music and country western music. However, at my Auntie Nell's home, where I often went to visit, I heard a new kind of music that I'd never heard before. I liked it, but I didn't know what it was called, so I always just thought of it as Auntie Nell's music. Then, these many, many years later, while my sister Ruth and I were upstairs painting the bedrooms, the plumber arrived to work in the kitchen, and he turned on his stereo. As the beautiful music of Beethoven's Fifth drifted up, I was instantly translated to another time, and once again, I was listening to Auntie Nell's music. It was so amazing. Of course, as an adult, I had heard Beethoven's Fifth many times, but it took my hearing it in Auntie Nell's home to identify it as her music. As a little child in South Dakota, I didn't know there was such a thing as classical music. And God used that classical music drifting up many years later to continue to heal those damaged corners of this little girl's heart. And He'll do that for you too, using some experience you didn't anticipate. It may even begin with the next song I'm going to play for you. Let God's music mend your broken heart wherever you are in this world. Oh, this next song is a precious promise. Here are some of the words. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. Oh, what a precious promise to be hidden in the depths of God's love and covered and protected with His hand. Now here's Larry Ford singing, He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul, shadows of dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. With numberless blessings, each moment He crowns and fills with His goodness divine. I sing in my rapture, glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me. When clothed in His likeness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His one. Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful song of God's care and love for us? Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And our subject today is God's restoration. And I've been describing the renovation of an old house that my sister Ruth purchased many years ago in South Dakota. One job I assumed would only take a couple of hours was sanding and painting the lovely fretwork by the stairwell. Well, instead of a few hours, it took me all day and into the early evening hours, and by then, my shoulders and arms were really aching. I wonder, does renovation in our lives take longer than we think it should? Does giving up resentment, bitterness, old hurts, as well as the restoration of old relationships, require more work than we anticipated? That process reminded me of that funny saying, "Lord, I want patience and I want it now." Oh yes, just as cleaning, scraping, and sanding were part of the processes needed before I could begin painting the fretwork, how much emotional cleaning, scraping, and sanding is needed in our hearts and minds to process the restoration that God knows we need. Often it's in our solitary times that we finally slow down long enough to think about those changes that God wants us to make in our lives. I assume you're like me. I don't really enjoy remembering the times that I've been unkind or rude. I don't want to look at those areas of my life where I harbor resentment against someone who has hurt me. Yes, it may take a long time for the process of restoration to be completed, but think how beautiful that we will be inside and out as God restores us. Well, my prayer for us is that we will let God continue His wonderful work of restoration in our lives. And now for some music. It's a prayer song. "Restore My Soul in the Valley" by the Couriers.
Could you know that I've been foolish, I've been blind, I've let my doubts and my confusions cloud my mind. I have walked in my own wisdom, I've been wrong. Take my hand and lead me back where I belong.
Restore my soul in the valley, that I might be worthy at last to stand with thee on the top of the mountain. In the valley, restore my soul.
Touch me now and make me all that I should be.
Restore my soul in the valley, that I might be worthy at last to stand with.
Restore my soul in the valley. Yes, that truly needs to be our prayer, doesn't it? I hope that song blessed you and encouraged you. As you've listened to me talk about restoration, are you reminded of broken places in your life? Perhaps broken relationships, broken emotions? Do you remember that old saying from the 70s, "Be patient with me, God's not finished with me yet"? You know, sometimes I think we need to hang that sign around our own neck to remind ourselves that we are a work in progress. Yes, whatever our age, God's not finished with our restoration yet. You know, one of the things Ruth had to replace was the front door. She chose a beautiful door with an inset of multi-pieces of leaded glass in the design. As I saw the play of light with the insets of glass picking up slices of sunshine, I thought of the beauty that God desires to create in us. Beauty that would not have been possible with the old door. It took something new for the beauty to shine through. And oh, what a blessing it is to know that when Jesus is in our heart, He will make us new too. Well, that old house taught me much about God's restoration and His grace in our lives. We're told in Proverbs 14:1 that every wise man or woman builds the house. And in Psalm 127:1, it says that unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. Now, those two scriptures seem to contradict themselves, but as I studied them, I understand that these two scriptures mean that the labor, the work, the choices are ours, but the plans and the blueprints we are to follow are God's, that He has put in the Bible for us to follow. Truly, God wants to be the master carpenter and architect of our lives if we invite Him in. He wants us to walk through our lives as healed people in His joy, peace, and love and wisdom. And so that's my prayer for you, my dear friends. Well, here we are at the end of our program, and will you write to me and send in a donation, no matter how small? This program is totally listener-supported. I don't have some church or organization paying for the airtime, and I don't take a salary, so all of your wonderful gifts help to pay for the airtime on your station and other stations. So I hope you'll write today to let me know you're listening and which station you listen to. It helps me to stay on your station when I hear from you. I'd also love it if you go to my Facebook page where I regularly post and put up pictures for you, my friends. Go to facebook.com, The Samantha Landy. You can also communicate with me there. Well, the announcer will give you the address again. So long for now. Do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God wants to restore you into the beautiful person that He created you to be. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.